we don't pledge allegiance to the Black Widow.
There's one guy that knows about spiders. It's Alice Cooper.
Have you heard his...
I have never heard this song. I was.
Have you heard his ode to Corona?
Virus? No, I haven't. No.
He wrote a song for COVID-19.
Got to look for it.
Yeah. All right. I said I wasn't going to talk about COVID-19. We don't talk about that at Rosie on the House. We only talk about good things, happy things, like your house, your home, your castle, and your cabin.
Is it
and
a
this
fun
hour,
song?
We're talking about bugs. No, I wouldn't say it's fun.
Oh, okay. Let's say if it was one of the fun parodies, and then that's a happy thing. So, bees and wasps, and it says on our website about, you know, if the bees are Africanized. This is hard to know for sure, but they say basically all the bees we have anymore have...
Assume they are.
Yeah.
You just assume that they are.
And because most of they've been around long enough that, you know, they've kind of taken over. But... that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Will companies still remove them if they're like a beehive company?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean they're not, they have a reputation for being, you know, extremely aggressive, but that's really only if you bug them. So
mm-hmm.
you just leave them alone and they leave you alone and they'll go about their thing. But if you do have a hive on the property, definitely want to call a beekeeper and get that removed.
Yeah, it depends on how close it is to your activity because you don't want to stir them up. I don't know if you remember, we had four of our grandchildren sitting under a tree at Grandma's house. And great big citrus tree looked up, huge beehive.
Giant.
Giant, so big that they couldn't save it. They had to get rid of it, but it was enormous right next to the house. Grandma kept wondering where the bees were coming from.
Well, a lot of times they're congregating around the pool.
The water source, absolutely. So, you know, don't leave anything in the pool for them to land on to be able to get down into the water. And then
the play toys, the chlorine floater, the vacuum hose. I mean, they love negative edge pools. They congregate right there on that negative edge.
And it's a perfect place for them to get water.
Yeah. So eliminate anything that's floating in the pool.
And it's just a natural reaction, but don't splash them. Because all that does
Good
is
point.
It puts water on the pool deck, and it makes it easier for them to come get water. So that the more you splash, the more water you're putting out for them to come back. I mean, they have no idea that a human's in the pool and splashing them. And, you know, who knows? It could be in a bee world of just a...
Invitation.
A quick monsoon.
Guilty. So guilty. I just can't not splash them.
But all that does is just gives more water for them to come and bring more to, you know, and they're very good at direction. They remember their way back. They'll fly 55,000 miles in their lifetime.
And now we've got, what, the assassin wasps, right?
Well, they're not all the way
hornets.
Here.
What are they?
Murder hornets.
Murder
what
hornets.
They refer to.
That's okay. Something else to worry about.
And then the last thing we wanted to talk about, we didn't touch on roof rats. That's a whole nother topic. But the other thing we wanted to make sure y'all were all aware of is Arizona is filled with wildlife. Arizona Game and Fish is in charge of monitoring 800 living creatures within the state of Arizona. We've got wildlife at virtually every elevation. Jennifer, walking our neighborhood a month ago, had a bobcat cross right in front of her and jump over the neighbor's backyard wall. Coyotes are seen in our neighborhood regularly. Our dogs were going wacko nuts the other night. I went out in the wash and had to make my way through a herd of javelina.
And we don't live on the outskirts. We are in mid Scottsdale.
Yeah. So we're in town, and this is occurring. Do not leave your pet, especially your dog food bowls, out. Don't encourage wildlife. It's okay if you put a quail block out there, I guess, and feed the quail. But then again, you're going to be drawing the coyotes. like Romy's bird feeder he first built as a Boy Scout. We found out that was really a cat feeder.
you just disrupt the flow of things when you try to feed things.
So in dealing with wildlife, don't encourage them into the yard. And if you've got up in pine, Payson, strawberry, or apple orchards, fruit orchards that are prone to draw that kind of wildlife, you either have to be willing to live with the compromise and share it with them, or you've got to be willing to put up and maintain a pretty significant fence. We have some good friends with an apple orchard up in the Sierra Anchas, and until the elk moved over there with the wildfire, they were fine sharing the apples with the deer. The deer were, but the elk
can reach a lot higher.
And then they tear that. Then they shed their horn. Then they want to clean their antlers on the apple tree, and they just shred the tree down to its bark. So the wildlife adventure of living in Arizona, there's lots of it. Don't do anything to encourage it. Let the wildlife be exactly that.
They lived a long time before you, and they'll keep living a long time after you.
Let them be wildlife.